The Voices of Civil Rights Project is trying to create the largest archive of first-person accounts of the civil rights movement. It's collected about 2,000 stories and is nearing the end of its 35-city nationwide tour. The project's only Wisconsin stop was in Milwaukee yesterday at the Wisconsin Black History Society. About 50 local people came to share their memories. Milwaukee nurse Brenda Wesley grew up in a small city in Tennessee during the 1950s. She says there was a lot of segregation and discrimination.
I could not eat at the same counters as the Caucasian people in my town. At the Dairy Queen, for instance, the white kids could go to the front window and there was a sign that said colored that pointed to the back.
Wesley says she didn't like the experience, but she says her parents taught her that people who are ignorant of other cultures remain ignorant. Marilyn Mapp is the Oral History Project's managing editor. She says Wesley's story is typical of what the project is collecting.
I think it's a very American story of triumph over adversity. Everything from housing discrimination to voting rights activists, people who have been through just the depths of hell and come out of it on the other side.
Mapp says minorities are much better off than before the civil rights movement. Brenda Wesley says the movement has given her opportunities she would not have otherwise had, but she says she still sees discrimination in areas of employment, bank loans, and insurance. Several groups are sponsoring the Voices of Civil Rights tour. You can still add your story via the project's website. The stories will be delivered to the Library of Congress in February. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.